change of atmospheric pressure causes it.
And where does it come from? Out of the, does it come out of the south?
It comes out from the southwest, I think, or down slope wind.
Now, how about, have you ever heard of a northerner or a blue norther? Which of those do people use in this area?
Well, we don't use it very much. Blizzard.
Blizzard? You call it a blizzard. You wouldn't call it a...
I don't think it'd be called more of a blizzard rather than a northerner.
Okay. What kind of cultivated grasses grow in this area?
Cultivated grass?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lincoln Brougham grows very well. Of course, they have lawn grasses. Strange lawn grass. I'd raised a Lincoln Brougham for pasture, but I don't know. I never had much lawn experience.
Okay. When a crop comes out up without you having deliberately planted it, you might say it comes up.
Volunteer.
Okay. Okay. Well, what kind of trees are common in this area?
Well, the cottonwood and willows were native, but back from along the 20s and 1920s to 30s, where they introduced the Chinese or Siberian elm. They're a very hardy tree, but they do have they have insect pests that work on them. And another thing, they have many little branches that die and fall on the lawns, and people don't like that part.
Have any sycamores?
No.
Can I get you to pronounce that?
Sycamore.
Okay. But that's not a tree you have around here.
Not around here.
Okay. You have, I was wondering if you have any aspen in this area?
Very few.
Okay.
The aspens, I've understood aspens grow best above 6,000 feet.
Hmm.
So we're about 3,500 feet here in elevation.
You ever heard them called Quakers or quaking aspen?
Quaking aspen.
Okay. Now what would you call a bunch of trees that are growing together, kind of a
clump.
A clump. Would you ever call it a grove of trees?
Well, that'd be quite a few.
Okay. Be more than a clump?
Yeah.
Okay.
A clump might all come from one root.
Okay. Okay. What do they call, in this area, what do they call the types of bushes or that grow around a house that people plant deliberately?
Roses?
Yeah, things like that. Roses and other kind of bushes.
Shrubs?
Shrubs, okay. Roses are one. What other kinds of shrubs do people plant?
Oh, there's I've got a trumpet vine. I've got, I've got columbine. I've got hollyhocks. I've got daylilies in bloom now.
Mm.
My roses were blooming, but they're not doing anymore. They stopped about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Do cactus grow in this area at all?
Yes.
What kind?
Well, we've got the prickly pear. We've got the ball cactus.
Okay. And I'm sure as a farmer, you had to fight a lot of weeds.
Oh, yes, but not the same ones when I was a boy.
What kinds? I'm just curious. What were some of the...
Well, when I was a boy, we had milkweeds, which is a native, its roots underground. And we had sunflowers that grow from seed, and cockleburrs and sandburrs.
Hmm.
And then after I was grown, well, these puncture burrs came into this country. I think they hitchhiked in on the automobile tires from the southwest.
Really? You think that's how they got here?
Yeah, because they were along the sides of the roads, and it wasn't long when they get their way. They go everywhere.